Well, he said we were in a recession back in March, and the U.S. economy has skidded along for the past two quarters. So where are we now in the economic cycle? With me now, Lakshman Achuthan, Managing Director of ECRI, the Economic Research Institute. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me back.
This is a call you've made a lot, but what we recently, and it's likely right, a lot of people are starting to agree with you. But the question is, we have not seen two back-to-back quarters of contracting growth. That is the traditional definition of a recession.
Yeah, it's a rule of thumb. That was, and I was researching this because I've heard so much about it. It came out in an article in 1974 where there was a laundry list of ways of knowing about a recession for the man in the street. And one out of like 10 things was two negative quarters back to back is usually happens around a recession. What you find is that's not the way you define a recession, because a recession is really a sequence of events. And so you need to look at a sequence of indicators. Essentially, what you're looking for is for sales to fall. Uh-huh. So broad sales is a key indicator, which then pulls down production. So industrial production is an indicator they use to define recession, which then hits jobs, because if production falls, then jobs are going to fall. Uh-huh. You don't need to hire that many people. And then wages or income comes down. And that's the last piece. So it's the sequence. And then if wages come down, then it goes to the front of the line and people can't buy that much. So sales falls, and that's how you get a recession. So the two negative quarters, I think, is something you often see during a recession.
Not always.
But not always. So 2001, for example.
Yeah.
Definitely a recession. We almost lost 3 million jobs. We lopped off half the value of the NASDAQ. A lot of grief around there. I don't think anyone disputes that it was a recession. You never had two negative quarters of back-to-back GDP.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, we're dealing with inflation at the fastest rate in 17 years.
That's correct.
Wages are not up 5.6% like inflation is, and we're dealing with more than 400,000 jobless claims last week. We're dealing with all of this going on, so who's to say right now that we aren't in a recession?
Well, I think, a cheerleader of the economy for one reason or another, some institutions would want to do that. Uh-huh. If you're bullish and you want to have a certain, you might have a certain vested interest in arguing that. What we're trying to do is just get it right where are we in the business cycle, and what's the likelihood of a turning point ahead? Now, we've already called the peak. I think when the dust settles, you're going to see more negative quarters of GDP. They're going to get revised down next year. And looking forward, what we're very concerned about is any sign of a recovery. And that hasn't really appeared yet. So, the bad news is we're in a recession. The good news is it's been kind of shallow so far. The not-so-good news or an ongoing concern is that we don't see the foundations for recovery.
When we look around the globe, outside of the United States, we see this economic weakness really creeping up in countries. Mm-hmm. We heard from the Eurozone that contraction in GDP, the worst levels we've seen there since the 1990s. How much is that going to affect any recovery in our country here in the U.S.?
It is. That's a great question. The globe is slowing. It's punctuated by recession. We went in first. Uh-huh. We don't see a recovery yet. Europe and other places are following us down. And this is a problem for the U.S. because of exports. Okay. A couple of things have happened that are negative for our exports outlook in the quarters ahead. One is that the dollar has started to strengthen because of the rest of the world looks weaker. And the other is that as the rest of the world slows, their demand for our goods is going to ebb a little bit. So the exports, which has been keeping this a shallow recession, is going to be kind of less of a positive for the U.S. going forward.